Class C2 between the Crofton Lady Warriors and the Lady Knights of Homer. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, along with our producer-engineer Nate Krug, our first champion of the day. Why not? They have made it to the finals three times in four trips to Lincoln. They were the runner-up last year, and today they defeat Hayes Springs 45-33 to claim the Class D2 state championship. We do have Sandy Creek leading Minden in the fourth quarter by 18 points on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, as they play the Class C1 consolation game. Still to come here, the battle of 1 and 2 in Class A, just after 1 o'clock, Bellevue East and Bellevue West. At 4:30, Howells and Pender, who were both beaten in the postseason by West Point Central Catholic, will play for the D1 title. Pender upset West Point CC last night, 58-51. At 6:30, as expected, number one, undefeated Seward, who's won 74 in a row, goes for their third consecutive state championship against Elkhorn. That game is at 6:30, and then at 8:30, Wahoo will play Hastings St. Cecilia, and that game can also be heard on the Breeze 94.5 FM, 8:30 tonight. Wahoo and Hastings St. Cecilia for the C1 state title. St. Cecilia knocking off Sandy Creek yesterday, 78-65. We'll take a look at the starting lineups in just a moment. The state high school basketball tournament is brought to you by Seth Johnson, your Channel C dealer at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop. It's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes. Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Let's take a look at the starting lineup for our C2 Girls State Championship game, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, where they take care of their customers one at a time. Five Points Bank. First off today, for the Homer Lady Knights, number 12, the 5'8" senior, Jasmine Oberfeldt. Number 24, a 5'9" junior, Caleb Brewer, averages 11 points, 5 rebounds. Number 32, a 5'8" junior, Kara Ulrich. She averages 17 points per ball game. Number 34 is a 5'8" senior, Kelly Ty, 9 points a game. And number 42, a 6'2" junior, Brianna Nogelmeyer, averages about 7 per ball game. Head coach of the Homer Lady Knights is Merlin Tremaine, assisted by Paul Ty. They are 25-2 on the season, ranked 5th in the state of Nebraska. They were defeated by Lutheran High Northeast in the postseason, but they came to the state tournament and in the first round knocked off Lutheran High in overtime, 45-43, then jumped out to a 14-point first quarter lead yesterday and held off Hardington Cedar Catholic, 41-39, only their second ever trip to state. They made it here as well in 2007. They averaged 70 points on offense and give up 39 on defense. For Crofton, number 4, the 5'7" senior, Nicole Gunther. Number 5 is a 5'6" senior, Jordan Sanger, averages about 9 points a ball game. Number 22, 5'9" senior, Holly Heggie, 10.5 points per ball game. Number 24, 6-foot sophomore, Bridget Arns, averages 14 points per ball game. And number 34 is Cassie Tramp, 5'9" senior, and she averages about 9 points per ball game. Head coach of the Crofton Warriors is Aaron Losig, assisted by Tip Panning and Laura Morrison. Crofton is 25-1, ranked 2nd in the state of Nebraska. They defeated Neely Oakdale and Atkinson West Home of the Subdistricts, Ravenna in the district championship game. And here at state, Crofton defeated Lincoln Christian 54-48 and Aquinas 49-36. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. The opening tip for the C2 final is next.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back. We do have a change here. Bridget Arnn's not in the starting lineup. Did not get a chance to talk to Coach Losing before the ball game. Instead, Kelsey Foxhoven will get the start. Remember, Arnn's was injured in the ball game against Ravenna in the district final. Now, she is suited, but she is not starting, and she did not play in yesterday's semifinal. So try and keep an ear on that. And on the opening tip, you get a foul. I don't know if I've ever seen that. There was a foul on the opening tip of the game. Homer got the tip, the visiting team, and the foul is on Cassie Tramp 2 seconds into the game. Maybe that's the state record, fastest foul in state tournament history. But Homer will get the basketball, and we are underway. The black with red trim against the white with maroon trim of Crofton. And it will be Homer with the basketball, dropping it up top there to Overfelt. Overfelt unguarded, so she takes it into the paint, decides not to shoot, swings it off to the tall post in Nogelmeyer, and kicks it back up to the top of the circle, and the Knights will work with the basketball. Knights being very patient here for a 70-point-per-ball game team. Back up top, they'll go to Overfelt. I don't know what Jamie's looking at. She just doesn't shoot the ball. She only averages a point and a half a game, and now she finally puts it up. It's no good. Crofton really not even covering her, and Jordan Sanger will get the rebound. Up the floor come the Crofton Lady Warriors. Crofton averages 58 points, gives up 37, but they've been a lot lower scoring here as the postseason has went about, and Crofton will turn it over. So Crofton able to get to this point despite not having their leading scorer in sophomore Bridget Arnn's, which obviously makes it a lot tougher for Coach Losing. It will be Knights with the basketball. Work the ball up top here to Kelly Tye. Tye swings it on the right elbow to Overfelt, and they're not even guarding her. They're double-teaming Nogelmeyer and not guarding Overfelt, and the ball is taken away. Here comes Holly Hagee to the other end. She'll put it up against pressure and score. And the first points of the championship game belong to Crofton. 2-0 with 6:40 to go here in the first quarter. Overfelt coast-to-coast the other way, knocked away by Hagee. The ball's loose on the floor. We're going to get Hagee picking it up, but throwing it right to the Knights, and it'll be their ball. Into the paint, the jumper is up no good by number 24, Kayla Brewer. A rebound, called jump, and the arrow points the way of Crofton. Hagee came out of there with a basketball. And it'll be Crofton basketball. Let's see who comes down to take it out. It'll be Cassie Tramp. So Tramp will throw it in on the baseline, and the official telling her that she cannot run the baseline against full court pressure by Homer into Hagee. Does a good job securing the defender, and now a reach-in foul going to be called on the Knights. The foul is on Kayla Brewer. So each team with one foul. Our officials, Steve Atkinson, Greg Moshman, Chris Van Meter here for the C2 championship game. Inbounds pass comes to Jordan Sanger, gets it to Tramp. Tramp will work it up ahead to Foxhoven, who gives it right back to Hagee, who will walk it across the timeline and take care of the pressure. The Knights are playing man-to-man defense. Crofton playing basically a man-to-man with a double team on the big gal, Nogelmeyer. Inside comes Hagee. She works her way through the defenders and lays it off the glass and in. Of course, many people remember Amber Hagee, her sister, who helped them win three consecutive state championships from 05 to 07. Lob it down to the right-hand corner to Ulrich. They'll take the jumper. The three is no good. The rebound is brought down by Foxhoven. Foxhoven will push the ball across the timeline, run into Brewer, needs some help, finds Hagee. Underneath they go. Short shot, Tramp, contact, no good, and a tie-up down low. Arrow points the way of Homer. Ulrich and Tramp going for it down low after the block shot. Checking into the ball game now, Brandon Tye for Homer. 4-0 Crofton, 5:30 to go here in the C2 state championship game. The Knights have the ball at the top of the circle with Kayla Brewer. Over for a three-pointer. It's off the iron. It's no good by Tye. And another tie-up. That's our third jump ball. And the arrow is going to point the way of Crofton. And they haven't changed the arrow here. Should be Crofton ball, I believe. 5:24 to go in the first quarter of play. They didn't switch the arrow. It is Crofton basketball. So Trampy had it. Remember moments ago, Hagee was in on the tie-up, and they gave it to Homer. So Crompton basketball into Heggie. They break the pressure up ahead to Sanger. Sanger will throw it up to Gunther. Gunther with that harness on the left elbow or left shoulder. Got banged up against Ravenna as well, but is playing here. Fires the three and hits the three. Nicole Gunther with the first three-pointer of the ball game, and Crofton is out to a 7-0 lead, and Homer wants to call timeout. They don't see it, so they go ahead and run a play. Brewer, turnaround jumper off the glass, no good. Rebound brought down by Crofton, and Foxhoven has another one. Now another steal and another jump, and the arrow this time points the way of Homer, so a turnover for Crofton. A little out of control here for the Knights early on. And we are going to have a timeout. So Homer does want to take the timeout as Coach Tremaine wants to settle his troops down. 4:54 to go in the first quarter of play. It's Crompton 7, Homer nothing on ESPN Radio.
Age 50 or older, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to the Devaney Center here in Lincoln with our producer-engineer Nate Krug. I'm Doug Duda as Crofton has taken a 7-0 lead early over Homer in the C2 Girls State Championship game. And Homer will throw it in out of the timeout underneath their own hoop. Brandon Ty will throw it up to the high post to Kayla Brewer. Brewer will hold it and go right back over to Kelly Ty. Kelly on the right elbow, back up top, Brewer for the three-pointer and hit it. Kayla Brewer hits the three-point bucket and Homer is on the board. 7-3, Crofton will move the ball up the floor, nearly turn it over, but a nice pass in traffic, Sanger to Gunther. Gunther, no room to get the shot away, so kicks it back out, and Heggie will set up the half-court offense at the top of the circle. Give it off to Jordan Sanger. Sanger dumps it into the right-hand corner, looking for the jumper, can't get it. Now give and go, they'll get it underneath the Foxhoven. She drives, dribbles it off her foot, and out of bounds it goes. That's the third turnover for Crofton. Homer with just one so far here in the basketball game. Crofton has hit three of their first four shots to jump out to a 7-3 lead. Homer had missed their first five before knocking down the three-pointer. Pass deflected, but picked back up by Kara Ulrich. Still a little loose out there and finally taken away as Jordan Sanger has it. To Heggie, up ahead to Gunther. Underneath, they've got Tramp. She'll put it up off the iron. No good. Ball out of bounds. Belongs to Homer. Cassie Tramp had a good look that time and couldn't get it to go. For Crofton, a very balanced team on the scoring side of things and pretty balanced, actually, on the boards. Now, Tramp does get about 7.5 a game. Everybody else jumbled in there between 3 and 5. Brewer on the high post here. Spin move to the left side. Picks her dribble up on Foxhoven. Coming off the pick and taking the ball back will be Kara Ulrich. Up top, Brewer looked at a very long three, decided not to. Swings it on the right side of the key to Brandon Ty. Ty, couple of dribbles, brings it into the free throw line, gives it off for another three. It's on the way and good by Kelly Ty. So back-to-back threes here by Homer, and that'll cut the lead to one, and a steal in the backcourt by Kara Ulrich. Ulrich underneath, layup. Homer is blocked out of there by Tramp, and the ball is picked up by Sanger to Gunther, and up the floor comes Crofton. Tramp will give it off to Heggie, and Crofton maintains the one-point lead. Over to Gunther. Gunther looking into Tramp, who's posted up, decides not to go there. Back out to Heggie. 7-6 Crofton, 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Heggie drives right baseline. Pass is kicked out of bounds. It'll stay with Crofton. Into the ball game for the Warriors. Here comes Rachel Leader and Molly Zavadil. Zavadil, I always mess that name up, sorry. Zavadil checks in. Crofton's going to sub in. Let's pick up who just came back into the ball game. Brandon Ty got back in there, and it looks like Overfelt back in as a three-pointer is fired up by Sanger. It's off the mark, no good. And the long rebound comes down to the Knights, who make a baseball pass to the other end. A shot off the glass. Alicia Kelly is up and in, and Homer has taken the lead. So they settle down after the timeout and have scored 8 in a row to take an 8-7 lead here with 2.5 to go in quarter number one. Up the floor with it, Heggie. Into the right-hand corner, Tramp on the baseline, lost her dribble, tries to force it inside, does to Tramp, shot no good, Tramp goes for the rebound, and then ends up tying up Kayla Brewer, and the arrow points the way of Crofton, and the Homer fans are not going to be happy about that. Tramp not only went over the back on the rebound, She probably fouled Brewer a second time, going to tie her up, but Crofton will get the call, and it'll be Crofton ball on their own baseline. Peggy to throw it in, looking finally at the last second, goes to Sanger in the near corner, up top to Leader. Leader back to her, Sanger down low, into Zavadil, turnaround jumper, blocked. Now there were two girls in there, let's see who they call the foul on. And if the foul's on Brewer, that's going to be her second, and that's the case. Boy, it looked like Kayla had a pretty good block shot there. But instead, two free throws coming up for Molly Zavadil. And the first free throw is on the way, and it's off the back of the iron, no good. So Zavadil can't get it to go. And a second free throw now coming up for Zavadil, who averages just under 3 points a game for Crofton. We'll put this one up. It's short, no good. Rebound is tipped and picked up by the Knights. Here's Brandon Tye up the floor. Her pass knocked away by Heggie. Stops in the corner, just kept her toes inbound, and Homer turns it over for the fourth time. Here comes Heggie up ahead. She'll go to Sanger. Sanger back to Heggie, the trailer. Swings it right side to Leader. Spots up for the three. Fires it. Hits it. Rachel Leader hits her first bucket and the second three of the game for Crofton. So Crofton got the first seven. The next eight went to Homer, and they'll run a transition break. Put the layup up, no good by Michaela Murphy. And the rebound brought down by Zavadil. Up ahead, Leader again. Looked at the three. Goes to Zavadil. Ball knocked away. Goes off of Alicia Kelly. And it will belong to Crofton, who brings back into the game Fox, Hovind, and Gunther. And coming back in for Homer will be Kelly Tye. So each team have hit a couple of threes here in this first quarter to help the scoring along. It's Crofton 10 and Homer 8. Crofton ball underneath their own hoop. Left-hand corner to Gunther against the man-to-man defense of the Knights. Back up top, Leader, and Heggie comes out, runs the point. Heggie is guarded there by Kelly Tye. Swings it over to Gunther on the right side of the key outside the arc. One dribble into the corner to Foxhoven. Trying to spread the floor a little bit here, maybe get some dribble penetration. Foxhoven comes out, goes right back into the corner to Gunther, who dribbles into the paint, bounce pass through to Zavadil, lays it up and in. Molly with her first bucket of the ball game, and Zavadil makes it 12-8. Three-pointer at the other end, fired up by Homer, it's no good. Rebound pulled down by Foxhoven. Foxhoven loses the handle, steal made by Overfeld. Overfeld dishes it off for a layup by Kelly Tye. That's up and in, and it's 12-10. Dropped in by two. So Overton, a couple of turnovers that they have taken right in to a layups. Homer with a couple of steals, taking them right in there. Nicole Gunther hustles the ball up the floor and a double dribble call. So Crofton having a little problem hanging on to the basketball. That's their sixth turnover. And despite shooting 55% here in the first quarter, they only lead by two. 43 seconds to go here in the opening 8 minutes of our girls' C2 final. In the C1 consolation game, Sandy Creek has defeated Minden 62-45. So Sandy Creek beats Minden 62-45. And we'll have an A final for you in just a couple of minutes when that becomes official. Right now, the Knights with the basketball in the left-hand corner. They'll go to Murphy. Michaela kicks it back out top. Reverse it right side to Brandon Tye. 22 seconds to go. Jumper over felt no good. Rebound brought down by Cassie Trapp. I have her for four as Crofton is definitely winning the battle of the boards. 15 seconds to go as Gunther brings it into the front court. 10 seconds. Hands it to Heggie at the top of the key. Crofton will have the lead after one. Heggie into the paint. Spin move. Lost the handle. And a foul called on Homer with 4 seconds to go. Well, two officials make the call, and the officials have different calls. So now they will confer as to what happened. And they're going to call a travel. No foul. It's going to be a travel. So the travel before the foul. And I think they got that one right. So maybe Homer has a chance to take the lead here. With 4 seconds to go, they've got to travel the length of the court. Crofton's going to wait and pick him up at half court. Going to inbound it to Overfelt, which is peculiar because she's not a shooter. 3 seconds to go. Midcourt runs around a defender, and Overfelt just throws it up, and it's well off the mark, and we're at the end of the first quarter of play in the girls' C2 state championship game from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. After one, it's Crofton 12, Homer 10 on ESPN Radio.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We're ready to start the second quarter of basketball action on ESPN Radio. Crofton with a two-point lead, 12-10 here over the Homer Lady Knights, and Homer will get the ball to start the second quarter of play. Lob it down on the low block, turnaround jumper, now stepping through the double team, but missing it is Alicia Kelly, and the rebound brought down by Foxhoven. That's the fourth rebound for Kelsey, who will hand the ball off to Rachel Leader. Leader with a left-hand dribble. Stutter dribble gets across the timeline, fires it over to Cassie Tramp. Tramp down into the corner they go to Nicole Gunther. Skip pass right side to Leader. Leader lobs it inside. Tramp is covered. The ball knocked away, and Homer comes out of there with the steal. Michaela Murphy makes that steal, and then the outlet pass is taken right back. Nice play by Nicole Gunther, who gives it in the left-hand corner to Sanger. Sanger drives double-team, gives it off to Fox, open, wide open, shoots and scores. Kelsey with her first bucket of the basketball game, and it is now 14-10. Crofton. They jumped out to a 7-0 lead, and then Homer scored the next eight, and it's been back and forth ever since, and a travel called on Michaela Murphy. The old shuffle of the feet, fake the three, and take off, and Crofton will have the basketball. 14-10, Crofton with the lead, hanging back in, going for their fourth state championship. They've been to the tournament. This is their 10th time. Five of the first nine, they've been in the finals. They've won three. They've been a runner-up twice. Right-hand corner to Cole Gunther, who's hit a three in the ball game. Goes high post to Tramp. Left wing, they'll go to Sanger. Up top, Hagee. Again, back to the high post. Nothing there for Tramp. So gives it right back to Holly Hagee. Good man-to-man defense here. Now they get the back cut, but it bounces off the leg of Sanger and is turned over. So Crofton with their ninth turnover and up the floor, three on three. Here comes Homer putting the shot up. Tramp has the shot blocked. She'll block it out of there. Picked up by Holly Hagee. And Hagee will bring it across the timeline for Crofton, up by four. On the wing they go to Sanger. Sanger back, Hagee, top of the key, three, good. Holly Hagee with her seventh point of the basketball game. And it is 17-10, equaling the largest lead of the game. So a good start to both the first and second quarters for Crofton. Now a three at the other end for Homer. Ulrich's going to be way short, and it's going to go out of bounds. Over to Crofton. Don't forget, at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report will update you on all of the state tournament action that has happened and will be happening. The only radio station in the state bringing you all six championship games. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Trouble getting the ball in. Crofton gets tripped up. The ball rolls out of bounds. And another turnover for the Warriors. Their 10th in 10 minutes. The Knights with a basketball underneath their own hoop. Lob it out to Brewer. Top of the key. Swings it right side to Ty. Brandon right back out top to Brewer. Thinking about the three. Tramp comes out on her. Swings it left side to Megan Peterson, who's into the ball game. 17-10 Crofton. 5:40 to go first half. And a reach-in foul called on the Warriors. And the foul's going to go on Holly Hagee. That'll be her first. And the third team foul on Crofton. So Homer will be underneath their own hoop to lob it in. Kick it way out on the wing to Kelly Ty. Ty will set things up. Backs her way towards the lane. Now throws it back out to Brewer. Kayla, crossover dribble to the high post. Back up top. Long three is on the way for Brandon Ty. It's no good. And the rebound brought down by Cassie Trampy. Trampy trying to get the outlet to Hagee. They are really doing a good job, Homer is, of trying to deny Hagee the ball and making it rough for her. Right now she's guarded by Brandon Ty. Now they get the back cut to Hagee. She makes Homer pay on the overplay but missed the shot. They overplayed her, so she went right by him on the back cut, but her jumper wouldn't go, and Brianna Ogelmeyer gets the rebound. Homer wants to run, takes it into the corner for the three, partially blocked, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds off Crofton. 17-10 Crofton, 4:56 to go in the first half. Earlier today in the Class D2 final, why not? Defeats Hay Springs, 45-33. And in the C1 consolation, Sandy Creek over Minden, 62-45. So Sandy Creek will finish the season 23-2. Minden will finish the season 21-4. It'll be night basketball. Trailing seven. Homer looking for their first points here in the quarter. It's a fadeaway jumper that's going to be no good that time by Kelly Ty. And again, it's out of bounds off of the Homer Knights. Homer beat by Lutheran High Northeast and West Point Central Catholic. Not bad. This team can score some points, but they're not right now. And Crofton is helping them out by throwing it away again. Listen to these scores to start the season for Homer. 87, 72, 89, 83, 67, 69 in the loss to West Point Central Catholic. 61, 65, 72. And another foul called here on Crofton. And Coach Aaron Losing having a word with his young ladies. Nicole Gunther with the foul, her first. But the first time that Homer was held to less than 50 points was the second time they played Pender. They beat Pender twice, and Pender is playing for the D1 state title. Northeast Nebraska basketball has been a juggernaut this year. And Why Not has already won a ball game. One of Why Not's two losses came to Homer. It'll be Homer basketball, but have not scored since the first quarter with 58 seconds left. Now they'll try a three in the corner. Ulrich is over everything that time. They're 2 of 8 from three-point land. And the rebound brought down by Casey Tramp. I've got her for four. Heggie outlet pass is going to be deflected away. Foxhoven had no chance to get it. Picking up the loose ball will be Ulrich. And Crofton, not only aren't they scoring now, they can't get a shot. They keep turning it over. Another three by Homer in transition. No good. Offensive rebound by Nogelmeyer. And if she just throws it towards the hoop, a foul will be called on the Warriors. And the foul is going to be on Tramp. And that'll be her second. And at the line to shoot two will be Brianna Nogelmeyer. Looking for her first point of the ball game, and she'll get it from the free throw line. Homer's first point of the second quarter at the 4:06 mark. They did not score until about that mark in the second, in the first quarter. Homer called timeout with 4:54 in the first quarter when they were down 7-0. And then they scored 8 in a row. Second free throw, Nogelmeyer up and in. So she hits them both. And the Knight fans hoping that'll start another run here for Homer. And Crofton, an unforced turnover, throws it away again. That's 5 in a row and a timeout by Coach Aaron Losing. With 4:04 to go in the first half of play in the C2 Girls State Championship game, it's Crofton 17, Homer 12. We'll be right back.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
State championship basketball brought to you by Seth Johnson, your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Channel Seed, not just another seed company. They listen to you. As we come back into play, Homer's going to get the ball underneath the Jasmine. Overfelt and Overfelt will put it up and get her first bucket of the ball game. 17-14. Crofton leads it by three. And an over and back call on Crofton here. The ball was in the air, and I think this is going to be overturned. I think they missed the call. Because Nicole Gunther was in the front court, jumped into the back court, caught the ball in midair, and they called over and back. I think this will be overturned. If you don't have possession of the ball in the front court ever, I don't think you can have over and back. Yeah, they got it right. They talked, they discussed the rule, they got it right. And that's all that matters. Great job of officiating there by Steve Atkinson, Greg Mashman, and Chris Van Meter. We've seen them a couple of times here at the state tournament. Crofton with the inbounds pass, and now they'll get into their offense. They've been stuck on 17 for the last 3 minutes. Over on the right wing, they'll go to Jordan Sanger. Sanger dumps it into the right-hand corner to Zavadil, who's back in. To Heggie, up top they'll go to Gunther. Man-to-man defense here by Homer. Crofton trying to move it around quick enough, but not setting a lot of screens here. 17-14, Warriors with the lead. At the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. with an update here from everything that's going on, so stay with us. And now a bounce pass. It was for Foxhoven. She didn't know it. It's stolen away. Layup at the other end. Brewer missed it. Rebound brought down by Jordan Sanger. Brewer was going so fast that she laid it up, and it went sailing off the glass back at her. But Crofton has got to take better care of the ball. Driving in, the ball is going to be kicked out of bounds. I have them for 14 turnovers. The official stats only have them, well, now they update it, 13. So that is way too many. Crofton, 13 turnovers, 6 for Homer, and Crofton still leads this game. Crofton is shooting 58% from the field, just 21% for Homer, who is 5 of 24. They have put up twice as many shots, and Crofton gets it into Zavadil, and her 5-footer is off the glass and in. So Zavadil makes it 19-14. Pass break the other way is answered. Kara Ulrich with the layup, and it's 19-16. Crofton gets the ball in. Homer has done a good job about putting pressure on and forcing those turnovers. Crofton really doesn't get it in and go. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Sanger, the lefty, is off the mark this time. Ball goes into the corner on the floor. We're going to probably get a jump ball if it doesn't go out of bounds. Two whistles, and they're going to say it went out of bounds. I believe one of the Knights was laying out of bounds when she touched the basketball. It's all the way at the other corner of the gym, so hard to tell from our vantage point. But it will belong to Crofton, and they'll take it out in front of the Homer bench. Zavadil to throw it in, lobs it all the way out top to Heggie. Swings it right side, trying to get a three set up for Jordan Sanger. She drives into the paint, and a foul going to be called on the Knights. Slid over a little too late to close that lane, and Jasmine Overfelt with her first foul. Third team foul on Homer. Crofton 19, Homer 16, 2:27 to go, first half. Hasn't been a lot of high-scoring games in this C2 state tournament, and neither is this one. Into Foxhoven, into the paint, little four-footer over the defender, is up and in. Foxhoven with both of her buckets here in the second quarter. 21-16, Crofton. Overfelt brings it into the front court, lobs it down to the low block, trying to make some room as Kelly, and Alicia spins to the baseline and stepped out of bounds. Turnover, Homer. And we have got a substitution coming in. Brianna Nogelmeyer back in. Nogelmeyer 6'2", and they have not been able to get her the ball as much as they had hoped. Brewer is going to check out. Full court press, stolen right underneath the hoop. Layup, Ulrich is good. Kara Ulrich stepped in front, made the steal, and cuts the lead to 3 on yet another Crofton turnover, and they about did it again, and, well, eventually they do. Man, oh, man. 15 turnovers for Crofton. And Cassie Tramp is going to check back into the ball game. You look back at that Crofton game against Ravenna in the district final, and Ravenna plays as good a defense, the same type of defense, as a matter of fact. And Crofton had 10 first-half turnovers, 19 in the ball game. But, boy, already 15, and we still have 2 minutes to go in the first half. And a 3 would tie it here for Homer after being down by 7 at 17-10. Overfelt with it, dribbling in place on the right wing. Nobody guards her. She drives in on leader, puts it up. It will not go. Tries to get her own rebound. Can't get it. Heggie will have it for Crofton. And up the floor they come. Holly against the double team, throws over the top, gets it to leader. Nobody on her. Decides not to pull up and take the jumper. Now from Sanger to leader. She'll fire the three and hit the three. Rachel Leader with her second three. And Crofton now up 24-18. A minute 20 to go, first half. Knights waste no time getting up the floor. Overfelt dribbling at the top of the circle as they get their half-court offense in motion. Looking for the back cut is Kara Ulrich. She's covered in there by Sanger. They do get it to her. She forces that jumper. It comes up short. It's out of bounds off the Knights. Coming into the ball game now for Homer is going to be Kelly Tye. And Foxhoven returns for Crofton. You're listening to the State Girls Basketball Tournament on KXPN, KICS, and the World Wide Web, ESPNSuperStation.com, the only radio station in the state, bringing you all the championships. As Heggie goes coast to coast, stops from 6 feet, puts it up off the window, too strong. Zavadil had the rebound, and she is fouled. Not sure who they put that one on for Homer. Try and double-check who gets the foul as they have yet to post it. And a 1-1 coming up now on the seventh foul. They're going to say it's 2-shot fouls. Zavadil will get 2. And she missed it. She's 0 of 3. The foul was on Kara Ulrich, her first. Only the fourth foul there on Homer. Second free throw up and no good. Zavidol missed them both. And a foul called on the rebound. Foxhoven looks like she had the rebound and got shoved. So Kelsey Foxhoven with her fifth rebound and another foul on the Knights. Kelly Tye with her first foul, 15 foul. 54 seconds to go, first half. Crofton by 6, 24-18. Try to jam it into the paint. It's kicked back out. Jumper on the way by Sanger. 12-footer, no good. Ball out of bounds. Off of Homer. So multiple opportunities here for Crofton. Let's see if they can cash in. And to throw it in on the baseline will be Holly Hagee. Lob it to Sanger. Free throw line. Jumper hits the front of the rim. No good. Rebound batted around. Kicked. It's all the way into the backcourt. Who will win the race? It's going to be Homer to pick the basketball up with Brandon Tye. Kicks it out top with 35 seconds to go here in the first half. 24-18 Crofton. Brandon Tye trying to get the handle on that basketball. It was bouncing around like a big piece of putty. Gives it off to Ulrich, who drives, and a blocking foul going to be called on Crofton. The foul is on Foxhoven, her first, sixth team foul. And underneath the hoop, the Knights will throw it in with 24 seconds to go here in the first half on ESPN Radio. Tye to throw it in, up top to Ulrich. The ball is punched out of there by Jordan Sanger into the backcourt, but is run down by Kara Ulrich. 17 seconds remain here in the first half. They lob it down low to the big girl, Noglemeyer, and she is going to be fouled. And Brianna will go to the line and shoot two. And the foul is going to go on Foxhoven. And now she has three personal fouls. At the free throw line, Noglemeyer, and the free throw good. Noglemeyer, the only person to be to the line so far today for the Knights. She is 3 for 3. Checking back into the ball game, Tramp. And Foxhoven will check out with those three fouls. And the second free throw now coming up for Noglemeyer. On the way, and it's good. 4 for 4 for Brianna Noglemeyer. 24-20 Crofton. Up the floor they hustle, trying to get the last shot. It goes through Zavidil's hands. She ran it down. Back out to Sanger with 7 seconds. Looking for Hagee. They won't let her get the ball. Inside Zavidil. Knocked away. Stolen away. Half-court shot. Homer is on the way. No good. And we go to halftime. Kara Ulrich with another steal. And despite turning it over 16 times in the first half, Crofton has the lead. It is the Crofton Warriors 24 and the Homer Knights 20. You're listening to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, brought to you by Seth Johnson, your Channel Seeds dealer. Seth, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, Channel Seed, not just another seed company. They listen around the kitchen table, at a barbecue, in the local coffee shop. It's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Best of luck to all the state
Starting
tournament teams
and sports medicine.
Channel Seeds. We'll be back with more from the state tournament after this.
You can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
ProTeam Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back to high school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Nate Krug. Halftime of the Class C2 state championship game. It is Crofton 24 and Homer 20. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously from your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We'll take a look at the first half stats for you, excuse me, in just a little bit. But we'll also let you know what else is going on at the state tournament. As the state tournament continues here on the girls' side, a reminder that the boys, oh, man, got some great games coming your way next week. And it all starts on Thursday. We'll be covering a ton of games for you. And let's take a look at some of those games from the boys' state tournament. We will have Ravenna in there in Class C2, Grand Island Central Catholic, and Minden in C1, along with Hastings St. Cecilia. Also, you've got Arapahoe in there in C2. Overton will be bringing you, Giltner, Pleasanton, just a ton of area teams in the boys' state tournament coming your way next week here in Lincoln. And we'll bring you all of those and break that down for you here in just a second. But a reminder that all of the girls' championship games today can be heard right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The next final is in Class A between number 1 and number 2, Bellevue East and Bellevue West. That tips off just after 1 o'clock. At 4:30, the D1 final between Howells and Pender. At 6:30, the B final, Seward and Elkhorn. That could be the game of the day. Seward has won 74 in a row. They've won 2 state championships. They go for their third against an Elkhorn team that has been trying to chase him down all year long and has just 1 loss on the season. And then it all culminates tonight just after 8:30 with the Lady Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia taking on number 1 Wahoo. And you can hear them all right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're glad to have you along with us here for all of the coverage. We will take a break and be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We're going to combine the pass.
Makes a catch.
With the long ball.
Bye-bye, baseball.
The dig.
Great digging.
And elements of the Sandra Bullock movie.
Hey, Hunter,
now
off.
The safe parts.
This is much better.
And on April 16th, we're taking a fan bus to a Husker Sports triple header. Red-white game. Husker baseball against K-State. A Husker volleyball exhibition against the Cyclones. All admission, transportation, and tailgate party included. Only $95.
What do you do?
Call First Holiday Tour and Travel for your spot. 308-384-1800. Sponsored by Gary Michaels, Hastings, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to the Devaney Center here in Lincoln, where the state high school championships continue. At halftime, Crofton 24 and Homer 20. We mentioned the boys' state tournament next week. Want to give you a little more details on that. In Class B, they play at Pershing Auditorium in the morning. Holdridge will take on Mike Gessel and the top-ranked South Sioux City Ball Club at 9 a.m. in Class B. In Class C1, all games are at Pershing. At 2 in the afternoon, Grand Island Central Catholic will play Wayne. At 3:45, Minden will play Bishop Newman. And at 8:45, it'll be Hastings St. Cecilia taking on Norfolk Catholic. Remember, every single game that we air on the radio at the state tournament can also be heard on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com. In C2, we begin our coverage at 9 a.m. with Ravenna taking on Hardington Cedar Catholic at Lincoln High. Then Sutton will play Lincoln Christian at Lincoln High at 10:45. Later in the day, Arapahoe plays North Platte St. Pat's, 3:45 at Lincoln High. In D1, at Lincoln North Star, Overton will take on Bruning Davenport Shickley at 3:45. And in D2, it will be Giltner against Lindsay Holy Family, 7 o'clock at Lincoln High. And at Lincoln High at 8:45, the Pleasanton boys will take on Why Not. So all of those teams from the area here at the state tournament trying to make some noise in 2011 like the girls' teams have. Let's take a look at the first half stats now on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. And here's what we have for you for Homer. Kayla Brewer, 3 points, 3 rebounds. Kelly Ty, 5 points. 4 points for Brianna Nogelmeyer. She has 2 rebounds. Jasmine Overfeld has 2 points. Kara Ulrich, 4 points. Alicia Kelly has 2 points. And Brandon Ty has 2 rebounds in the basketball game. In the first quarter, Homer had 4 rebounds. They had 4 in the second quarter. Free throw shooting for Homer in the first quarter. They had not been to the line. And in the second quarter, went a perfect 4-for-4, all from Nogelmeyer. three-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first quarter and 0 of 6 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 4 in the first quarter and 3 in the second quarter. So at the half, for Homer, after getting 10 points in each quarter, they have 20 total points. They have 8 rebounds, 4 of 4 at the free throw line, 2 of 10 from three-point land. They have one block shot and have turned the basketball over 7 times in the first half, shooting just 24% from the field. They're only down 4. We'll come back and look at the numbers for Crofton right after this timeout.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And continuing on the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, let's take a look now at the first half stats for the Crofton Lady Warriors. Kelsey Foxhoven, 4 points and 6 rebounds. Holly Heggie, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Cassie Tramp, 4 rebounds. Nicole Gunther, 3 points and a rebound. Jordan Sanger, 3 rebounds. Rachel Leader, 6 points. And Molly Zavadil, 4 points and 2 rebounds. In the first quarter, Crofton had a total of 11 rebounds, and they pulled down 14 more in the second quarter. They've got a game total here in the first half for most teams. Free throw shooting, 0 of 2 in each quarter. Three-point shooting, 2 of 3 in each quarter. That's why Crofton has the lead. They're shooting 52% from the field. Turnovers in the first quarter, Crofton had 7, and in the second quarter, 9, and that's why they're not pulling away in the game. Crofton had 12 points in each quarter, and at the half, 24 points, 25 rebounds, 0 of 4 at the free throw line, 4 of 6 from three-point land, and they have 16 turnovers. They are shooting 52.5% from the field. 10 out of 19 compared to 7 of 29 for Homer. And at the half, it is second-ranked Crofton leading fifth-ranked Homer 24 to 20. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. More state championship games coming your way today. And in the consolation game earlier, Sandy Creek defeated Minden in C1, 62-45. The 12 noon consolation games will have Chambers Wheeler Central taking on West Point Central Catholic in D1 and Lindsay Holy Family taking on Brady in D2. So that is your state tournament halftime report as Crofton leads it 24-20 over Homer. We'll take a break and be back with second half action right after this on ESPN Radio.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Ag West.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Down to 5 seconds, shot clock. Jimmer, one a moment, Tapley, pulls up, 30-footer, yes! BYU 50,
post in a one-handed throwdown, Jordan Hamilton.
When it comes to the latest hoops, you found basketball's Supreme Court.
Gosser at the top, beats Valentine for three, right side, he got it, and that is history.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
And welcome back to the Devaney Center. And again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball action and high school sports action throughout the season. Glad to have you with us as we get ready for the second half. Game 2 of 6 at the State High School Basketball Tournament And Crofton leads it by a score of 25-20. In the Class A third place game, Millard West defeated Omaha Central 55-50. Millard West over Omaha Central for third place. It will be Crofton ball to start the third quarter of play, and they lead it by a score of 24-20. And underway we are. Crofton basketball to the high post. Foxhoven looking inside. Trampy swings it right side. Knocked away. Gunther picks it back up. Nicole will swing it back out to Heggie. And she'll reset the offense here for Coach Losing. See if they can get some things going as they'll get it inside to Tramp. Tramp takes the shot, and it's going to be a foul called on Noglemeyer, and that'll be her first of the ball game. She got a lot of basketball on that one, but did not get the call. And let's see if she can continue to score some points here. Tramp looking for her first one of the game and missed the free throw, so it is no good. And the second free throw now. She's the only player besides Zavadil to be to the line, and Tramp will hit the second one for her first point of the game. So it is 25-20, a point, four rebounds, two blocks for Tramp. Largest lead of the game for Crofton, seven on two occasions. They jumped out 7-0. Homer got the next eight, and then it was 17-10 Crofton, and it's been back and forth ever since, but Homer has not caught up. As they'll lob it down low, Overfelt gets it to Noglemeyer. Point blank, rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Tramp. Up ahead they go to Sanger. Sanger wants to run the floor, didn't have room, ran out of room. The ball knocked away, picked back up by Tramp. Out for a three-pointer. It's on the way by Gunther. It's in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by Sanger. Her outlet pass turned over. Here comes Overfelt down the middle of the floor, doesn't have numbers. Decides to take a pass through the lane and turned it over. Homer with eight turnovers, but Crofton more than twice that many with 17 here at this point in the basketball game. And Crofton also having some trouble from the free throw line. They're shooting 50% now in the game. After missing their first shot, that dropped them about 3 percentage points. They're 10 of 20. 6:40 to go here in the third quarter of play. 25-20, Crofton get it into Sanger in the paint. Didn't want it, kicks it out on the wing to Tramp. Tramp, a couple of dribbles, takes it out. The big gal, Noglemeyer, and gets rid of it back over to Sanger. Up top, they'll go to Gunther. To Heggie at the top of the circle. And I don't know that Homer's changed defenses, but Crofton sure seems to struggle. And Foxhoven's going to step around the defender off the window and in. 6 points for Kelsey Foxhoven to lead back up to seven, 27-20. So every quarter, Crofton has got off to the scoring start, and Homer has been playing catch-up. It was 7-0, 17-10. Now it's 27-20. Crofton has scored the first couple of buckets of every quarter. It was 12-10 at the end of the first quarter. So they got the first seven in the first quarter. They got the first five in the second quarter. They've got the first three here so far in the third quarter. Brewer with it on the left wing. Ulrich trying to drive. Cut off. A team that averages 70 points a game. Heggie goes out and blocks the three-point attempt of Brandon Ty. Holly Heggie with her first block of the ball game. 27-20. Crofton by seven. 2 minutes in to the third quarter. And on the inbounds pass, they get it to Ty. Tries the baseline. Ran out of room. The ball is loose. And I believe we're going to get a foul in there. The ball was in Jordan Sanger's hand. And the foul is going to go against Homer. Brianna Noglemeyer gets her second foul, both here in this quarter. She's going to check out, and Alicia Kelly is going to check back in. This is KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, your exclusive home, your only radio home for all six championship games here at the State High School Basketball Tournament. Girls this Saturday, boys next Saturday. Why not? Already a winner today over Hay Springs, 45-33. Crofton backdoor cut, layup, Sanger off the assist from Tramp. And Sanger with her first bucket. And Crofton has their biggest lead of the basketball game at 9. 29-20, Warriors with the basketball at the other end. Driving and drawing the foul will be Brandon Ty. She'll get to go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws. Or will they say before the shot? I think they're going to give her some free throws. So Ty will go to the line and shoot two. And the foul. We'll see if we can get the foul. It's going to go on Gunther. Nicole has one. The free throw is up and in for Brandon Ty, their first point. It's going to go on Molly Zavadil. That's her first and the first of the half. And Ty will hit them both. So that makes it 29-22. Crofton back up to a 7-point lead after enjoying the 9-point lead for one trip down the floor. Nicole Gunther calling for the ball. They go the other way. Sanger down to Tramp. Low block. Puts the turnaround jumper up. It's blocked by Brewer. And the board brought down by Alicia Kelly. And up the floor come the black and red of Homer. With it is tied to Brewer. Brewer tries the three. It's good. Kayla Brewer hits her second three of the basketball game. They hadn't hit one since the first quarter, and it's 29-25 at the other end. Here's Gunther, puts it up, no good. Rebound brought down by Homer, and a foul called on the Lady Warriors. And just that quickly, the momentum turns. The foul is on Molly Zavidil, her second. Checking in for Crofton, Rachel Leader. Checking in for Homer, Michaela Murphy. 29-25, Crofton. Homer has scored the last 5 points and has the ball back. And Brandon Tye will trot the ball across the timeline here for the Knights. Can make it a one-possession game. Kelly Tye into the paint. Kicks it out top to Michaela Murphy. Murphy to the baseline to Tye. Tye rides on Heggie, and Heggie is finally going to be called for the foul. That'll be her second, the team's third. And they're going to give her some free throws? She wasn't even shooting the ball. So two free throws coming up here for Brandon Tye, who just made two a moment ago, and she'll hit one here. So a break for Homer as Tye shoots a couple of free throws. As they were anticipating, I guess, that she was going to shoot it. Second free throw, good, 4-for-4. So Homer is at four free throws and a three by Brewer, and has scored 7 quick points to cut that 9-point lead back down to 2 and right back in the championship. Heggie pulls up from 10, and it's going to be no good. Tramp got the rebound. She's fouled. And now Cassie will go to the line and shoot a pair. Cassie has been held to just 1 point so far this basketball game. That is her 6th rebound, though. And Homer has the foul called on Murphy. That'll be the first on Michaela. And Tramp puts the free throw up and in, and that will snap the 7-0 run by Homer. And it's 30-27 Crofton. Second free throw for Cassie. Tramp is up, and it rattles in and out, no good. Rebound brought down defensively by Murphy, who committed the foul. Michaela with the outlet pass to Brandon Tye into the front court. Stops on the right side of the key. Pass out to Ulrich, deflected but could not be stolen away by Sanger. Ulrich gets it to Murphy. Murphy into the paint. Ball loose, and now it will be picked up by Crofton. Homer with their 9th turnover of the basketball game. Crofton taking better care of the ball so far here in the second half. Three-pointer, Rachel Leader might have been partially blocked, and it ends up into Zavidil's hands, and she'll lay it up and in. So the good defensive play ended up burning Homer that time. And it's 32-27. Crofton back to a 5-point lead. And it's going to be over. Felt skip pass left side. Ulrich forces the jumper on the baseline. No good. Ball batted into the hands of Holly Heggie. Her second rebound. Nobody out ahead, so she'll hold on to it momentarily. Now fire it down to Sanger. Sanger left-hand dribble. Swings it back over to Leader. Thought about the three. Takes a little bit of a drive and now backs it back out. Trying to get that ball into Heggie's hands. They always want Heggie to touch it. They want her to start the offensive rotation. And they'll get it down low to Tramp. On the low block, she'll kick it back out on the wing. Three-pointer for Leader. That's an air ball. It's going to be pulled down by Alicia Kelly, her second board here in the quarter. And Crofton is now 4 of 9 from three-point land. Into the front court they go. Homer with the basketball, down by 5. Overfelt lobs it down to the low block. Trapped in there is going to be Kelly. Kicks it out for a three-pointer, and another one's up and in by Brandon Tye this time. And Brandon has come alive here in the third quarter with all 7 of her points. And it's 32-30, Crofton. And it's going to be a turnover by Crofton. Couldn't break the pressure. And that'll be the 18th turnover of the basketball game here for the Warriors. 2:43 to go, third quarter. Crofton 32 and Homer 30. And we'll see multiple substitutions here as the Knights will have the ball. They have led one time in this basketball game, and that was back at 8-7. Crofton scored the first 7. Homer scored the next 8. And a 3-ball could give them the lead back here. And they have warmed up a little bit from the outside as they get it into the corner, and the ball's going to be tipped away and out of bounds. Back into the ball game, Foxhoven here for Crofton. Coach Losing not playing as many. And again, remember, their leading scorer for the year, Bridget Arnes, has been out since that district final against Ravenna. And that's where she got injured. I guess we just didn't realize how injured she was. And she's suited, but she has not played. And Crofton's going to take the ball away as Homer turns it over on the inbounds pass. And Crofton, trying to get up the floor too quick, gives it right back. So just as we said, Crofton was taking a little bit better care of the basketball. They're having some troubles here in the last minute with three turnovers. 32-30 Crofton, C2 final. Earlier today, it was Why Not over Hay Springs, 45-33. Ball up the floor for Homer. Fake the three in the corner. They'll get it to Overfelt. Down low to Nagelmeyer. She'll fire it into Brewer. We've got people on the floor. It's saved there by Homer. Back out to Overfelt. On the right wing to Ty. Brandon up top to Overfelt again. Drives, kicks out on the left wing. Brewer looked at the three, couldn't get it away. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. Good defense by the Warriors of Crofton. But Homer being very patient. Finally driving in is Kelly Ty. Back out Brewer. Brewer into the double team. Gets it to Brandon Ty. Long possession here for the Knights. Overfelt lobs it back door, and it's deflected out of bounds by Kelsey Foxhoven. 32-30. Crofton has not scored in 2.5 minutes now, so it's been a game of droughts. The scoring seems to come in spurts for these two teams. And the Knights will throw it in. Short little jumper, Brewer in, and we're tied. Kayla Brewer with 5 in the quarter. Brewer and Brandon Ty have all the points in this third quarter of play, and we have our first tie of the championship, 32-all. And Crofton was up 9 earlier in this quarter. It's a 12-3 run to tie the ball game for the Knights. A minute 20 to go here in the third quarter of play. 32-all. Sanger carried the basketball. Turnover number 20. And Crofton, when they don't turn it over, they score. When they do turn it over, the Knights get back into the ball game, and that's a prime example of what we're seeing at this moment. And Homer looking for their first lead since the first quarter. Swing it on the left side of the key to Ty. Three-pointer is up and in. They'll say it's a two, but it's still good. Kelly Ty has given Homer the lead at 34-32 after being down by 9. And Crofton gets it across the timeline. A minute to go in the corner into Heggie. She'll put it up, miss the jumper. Rebound brought down by Heggie. She's in traffic and kicks it back out. Here's a three-pointer banked in by Sanger. Jordan Sanger banks it in at 35-35. Now the scoreboard says it's 35-all. They signaled a two on the last bucket. So there could be some confusion to the score as Overfelt's going to back it out here. Down the low block to Nogelmeyer. Back to Overfelt. Unguarded shot, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. And it's nothing against Jasmine Overfelt, but they just don't guard the girl because she averages less than 2 points per ball game. Now the scoreboard says we're tied at 35 with 28 seconds to go here in the quarter. Inbounds knocked away from Crofton. We get a jump. The arrow points the way of Homer and another Crofton turnover. And now they reset it, 35-34. They're still discussing it over there on the sideline. Crofton up one. And it will be Homer to throw the ball in underneath their own hoop. Overfelt throws it out high post, deflected away by Gunther, but it's right into the hands of Brandon Ty. Crofton 35, Homer 34. 15 seconds to go, third quarter. And look at that, Overfelt, nobody on her. Finally, they come put a hand in her face. She passes it. 9 seconds. She's 8 feet away, 12 feet away, and nobody's on her, and now they throw it away. Crofton might get another shot away. Heggie, a long three at the horn, off the iron, no good, and we go to the fourth quarter of play in the C2 Girls State Championship game. Crofton 35, Homer 34. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln with one quarter to go in our C2 championship game. And Homer was able to put up 14 points. Crofton put up 11. But Homer caught up after being down by as many as 9 at 29-20. They actually took the lead at 34-32. And now your score is 35-34 in favor of Crofton. And they get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Try that back cut. The ball knocked away but saved the Foxhoven. And the shot won't go. Rebound brought down by Brewer for Crofton. And Brewer leads the way with 8 points, 7 for Brandon Ty and Kelly Ty as the ball is knocked out of bounds. Crofton very balanced. They have five players between 5 and 7 points. Holly Heggie was 7. Leader, Foxhoven, and Zavadil was 6. And Jordan Sanger, all 5 in that quarter. Inbounds pass, short jumper, Alicia Kelly up and in. And the lead back over to Homer. 36-35. Don't forget, up next, it will be Bellevue East and Bellevue West in the Class A final here on ESPN Radio, home of all 6 championships. Sanger looked at the three, now drives into the paint. Out to Foxhoven. Stopped on the left baseline. She's out of dribbles. Ball knocked away. And we're going to get a jump, and the arrow points the way of Homer. So Crofton turning it over for the 22nd time of the ball game. 7:16 to go. And it's 36-35. Homer with the lead. Looking to crown our second state champion of the day. Earlier today in the consolation game, C1, Sandy Creek pulled away from Minden 62-45, and an A, Millard West over Omaha Central 55-50. The D2 final, why not, over Hay Springs 45-33. Here's Kelly on the right baseline for Homer with the ball and the lead, and her pass is going to be knocked away by Gunther, and the steal is made. 13th turnover for Homer, and here come the Warriors. But they seem to wait for Homer to get down the floor and defend him. They have not had many transition attempts in this ball game. They try to force it into Tramp, and Brewer steps in front and makes the steal, and now Crofton takes it right back. Ball is at midcourt. They'll get it to Heggie, and she settles everybody down. She is the calming factor out there, the senior for Crofton, a senior-dominated team. Tramp, bounce pass out to Sanger. Both teams have plenty of timeouts. They both have 4, and a 3-second violation on Crofton. 24 turnovers for Crofton so far in the basketball game. And they now trail 36-35. And the Knights of Homer make some substitutions. And this could be a big part of the ball game. Homer has made more substitutions than Crofton. And Crofton might be getting a little tired. You see a couple of gals grabbing the shorts, trying to catch that extra breath. Right now it's going to be Kelly Ty up top. Brewer looks at the three, but Foxhoven's right on her. Left-hand dribble to the wing. Stops there. Needs help. Fires to the baseline. Knocked. Ooh, walked away Sanger. And the teams tie it up. Boy, Sanger and Kara Ulrich were tied up. And the arrow goes the way of Crofton. Sanger was very close to getting thrown into the bench and over the bench. That was just a tough, tough-looking play. But she ended up getting just short of the chairs there, and she's okay. Up ahead, Tramp, one-on-one, taking it at Kelly, fires it into Foxhoven, point-blank shot, knocked away, might have been partially blocked. Kara Ulrich has the rebound, and Crofton is having trouble scoring now. They've only got 6 points in the last 8 minutes. Here's another open jumper, Kelly, baseline jumper, left side, 8-footer short. Rebound brought down by Tramp. She's got 7 out ahead, Foxhoven, wide open, uncontested layup, good, Crofton leads. And Kelsey Foxhoven with her 8th point of the basketball game. First bucket of the fourth quarter. And at the other end, Crofton comes away with another steal. So all of a sudden, Homer can't take care of the basketball. 37-36, and Heggie into the front court. Spin move, gets her to the high post, into the paint, all the way to the hoop. Puts it up off the heel, no good. Brewer will get the rebound for Homer. 5 minutes to go, 37-36, Crofton for the state title. As Ty goes all the way to the other end, runner off the front of the iron, no good. Ball deflected out of bounds. And last touch by Crofton. Back in will be Jasmine Overfelt and Brianna Nogelmeyer, point guard and post for Homer. Again, each team with four timeouts remaining. 37-36 Crofton. Inbounds pass. Backdoor Brewers wide open. The layup good. 10 points now for Caleb Brewer. 38-37 Homer. Long pass down the floor right in front of us to Kelsey Foxhoven. Back out to the trailer, Heggie. Heggie surveys the defensive set here, which is still man-to-man. Tramp has it at the high post. Picks it over to Heggie. Three-point land. Ball batted away by Overfelt. Can't get the clean steal, though. Foxhoven has it. They're still wrestling for it. It's a greased pig out there. We got a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Homer. And the Knights will get the ball with 4:23 to go in the basketball game. Homer 38, Crofton 37 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And as always, the World Wide Web, home of all six championship games, ESPNSuperstation.com. The biggest lead of the game for Homer is 2. A bucket here would change it. Overfelt fires and scores. Second bucket of the ball game for Jasmine Overfelt. And it's a 3-point game, 40-37, Homer. 4 minutes to go in the game. In the backcourt, Rachel Leader gives it to Heggie across the timeline right side. Heggie to the top of the circle will give it off to Sanger. Sanger holds the ball. Still holds the ball and finds Rachel Leader. Leader goes to the right side of the key. Drops it down into Heggie on the low post. Bounce pass underneath. Shot up and in, and Sanger was fouled. Heggie spun, drew the double team. That meant somebody was open. That somebody was Jordan Sanger. And Sanger, with all 7 of her points in the second half, can tie the ball game. 40-39. The foul on Homer is their 4th here of the half. And the free throw is on the way, and it is no good. And the rebound brought down by Brewer, and her outlet pass is stolen away, and a foul to go along with it. I think they're going to call Sanger for the foul. That'll be her first, and even it up at 4 each. 3:40 to go here in the state championship game, 40-39. Homer with the lead. Into the front court with it is going to be Overfelt. Dumps it into the right-hand corner. Hauled in by Ulrich. On the low block, Overfelt makes a move in the paint. Throws it over the top to Nogelmeyer, who knocks it down. Brianna Nogelmeyer with her first field goal to go along with 4 free throws. 42-39, Homer up by 3. 2-on-2 the other way. And throwing it over the backboard is Nicole Gunther. She came in through the double team and got the ball partially blocked, and then when the hand came off, it was like a slingshot and just went all the way over the backboard off the shot clock. And Crofton turns it over one more time. 25 in the ball game. 42-39 Homer. Down low they go. Tough turnaround jumper, no good by Ty. Rebound brought down by Rachel Leader, got in there. Outlet pass to Sanger. 2-on-2. Sanger pulls up from 7. Short arms it, no good. Rebound by Tramp, though. Another opportunity. Heggie at the hoop. And they call her for a travel after she made an acrobatic shot. She ran into the double team and threw it high in the air. And Aaron Losey doesn't like it at all. And he is right after the official, who just kind of rolls his eyes a little bit and says, that was not my call, but I don't even agree with you, Coach. Think we had the right call. But Crofton is struggling offensively. Only 4 points in the fourth quarter. They were up 29-20, and now a 3 by Ty is off the mark that time for Kelly. And the fight for the loose ball. People on the floor and a foul called on Crofton. Foxhoven with her 4th. This game was 29-20. Early in the third quarter. Since then, 22-10, Homer has outscored Crofton, and they will finally call a timeout. Timeout on the floor by the Crofton Warriors. 2:32 to go in the state championship. Homer 42, Crofton 39. We're back in a minute.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, two items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Plenty of time left in the ball game, but a big possession here. Homer can make it a two-possession game if they score. They have not done that all game long. 2.5 to go. Homer 42, Crofton 39. The C2 Girls State Championship game on ESPN. Brandon Tye swings it over to Overfelt. Lobs it inside. The ball deflected away by Tramp. Out of bounds as they try to get it to the big 6-2 post. Brianna Nogelmeyer. Again, Crofton got us even the district final. Beat Ravenna. They lost their leading scorer, Bridget Arnes, in that game. Crofton has won every game since. The only loss they had this year was to Lutheran High Northeast, who Homer knocked out in the first round of the tournament. One of two losses for Homer was to Lutheran High in the sub-districts. And Homer has the ball up top with 2:10 to go. Trying to extend a three-point lead, but a double dribble is going to be called as Brandon Tye tried to come around the screen, got caught up a little bit, and turned it over. Number 17 for Homer. 26 in the game for Crofton. 2 minutes to go, and here comes Heggie up the floor for the Warriors, right in front of her own bench. Deep into the corner, gets rid of it there to Rachel Leader. Trying to get Sanger open for a three. Top of the key, fires. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Defensive rebound brought down by Ulrich, and a foul going to be called. It is the sixth foul called on Crofton here in the half. And Heggie picks up her third. Third foul on Holly Heggie. Homer now with the lead, still at three. And it's been 2 minutes since Crofton scored and about a minute 45 since Homer scored, and trouble bringing the ball to the floor. And another double dribble as they double team Brandon Tye, and she lost the handle. So back-to-back turnovers by Homer. Let's see if Crofton can do something with it. Kelsey Foxhoven going to check into the ball game with her four fouls. Tramp has three, and Heggie have three for Crofton. For Homer, nobody with more than two, so they're in good shape. But now we're down to a minute 40 to go. High post to Tramp. Kicks it back out, Heggie. One-on-one, they set a screen. Pick and roll to Foxhoven. She got it. She shot it. She scored. 10 points for Foxhoven. It's a one-point game. 42-41, a minute 25 to go. Collision at midcourt, and a blocking foul going to be called on Crofton. And it's going to go on Jordan Sanger, nearly forcing another turnover. But the story here is that is the seventh foul on the Warriors. And so free throws coming up for the Homer Knights. A 1-1 for Brandon Tye. She is 4-4 at the line, has 7 rebounds. Only two players have shot free throws for Homer, and the free throw is good. The other one is Nogelmeyer. And as a team, they are now 9-for-9 at the line. Crofton at the line, 2-of-9. Second free throw on the way, and it's going to roll off, no good. So the first missed free throw, and Tramp will pull down another rebound, her ninth of the game. Homer 43, Crofton 41, 1:15 to go in the state championship. And Crofton has the basketball. Not going to call a timeout and set up a play. They try that back cut again. The ball is deflected. The ball is loose. It's picked up by Homer. Another turnover, and Homer in the backcourt gets fouled. It'll be a 1-1. Crofton wasn't trying to foul, but did foul. And the foul on Jordan Sanger is her third. Still a lot of time in the game. You didn't want to foul in the backcourt. And Aaron Losing pacing the sidelines now. And a 1-1 coming up for Caleb Brewer. First trip to the line. Free throw, in and out, no good. Tramp has the rebound, her 10th. A minute to go, 43-41 Homer. Crofton basketball, timeout Crofton. Coach Aaron Losing has three and now two remaining, but he can go ahead and set up a play every time they have the ball. 53 seconds to go in the basketball game. Homer 43, Crofton 41. It'll be Warrior basketball when we come back on ESPN Radio, your home for state championship basketball.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
53 seconds left in regulation and possibly 53 seconds away from a memorable finish. Cassie Tramp to inbound it for Crofton. They led most of the game. Homer got the lead midway through the fourth, and they still have it, 43-41. Tramp into the corner to Nicole Gunther. Back up top, Sanger. The starting five in there. They get it to Tramp down low. Well-defended shot blocked by Brianna Nogelmeyer. Nogelmeyer has it, and a foul called on Crofton with 41 seconds to go. And Nogelmeyer, 4 of 4 at the line. Back in the second quarter, she'll be at the line again to shoot a 1-and-1. And the third foul called on Crofton's... No, the fourth on Tramp. Free throw is up. Good. Fourth on Tramp. Free throw good by Nogelmeyer. She's got 7 points. And more importantly, it's a three-point game, equaling the largest lead of the game. The free throw is up and in. It's now a four-point game. Homer leads it 45-41. Crofton needs two buckets, and up the floor they come. Half-court Sanger. Free throw line Sanger. All the way Sanger. Foul on Homer. She took it right between Brewer and Nogelmeyer and got the call. So Sanger will go to the line and shoot two. She's 0 of 1, has 7 points and 4 rebounds. The foul on Nogelmeyer, her third. The free throws, they need them, they got them. First one good. That puts Crofton 3 out of 10 at the free throw line. Second free throw now coming up for Jordan Sanger. 33 seconds to go, and it's good. A two-point game. She hits two huge ones for Jordan Sanger, the senior. Full court pressure. Crofton looking for the 10 seconds. Sanger gets up, and they call her for a foul. She got too close in on Brandon Ty, and that'll be the fourth foul on Sanger. And it is the 10th foul, and that was tough because I think if Sanger doesn't foul, Homer was not going to get the 10 seconds because 8 seconds had already surpassed. Two free throws for Ty. She's 5 of 6 at the line, and the first one is good. And the lead is back to 3. 46-43, 25 seconds to go. And now a chance to make it a two-possession game again for Brandon Ty. And she does. It's 47-43, Homer. Quickly up the floor, Sanger. Will she do the same thing? Sanger gives it over to Foxhoven. Foxhoven draws into the double team. The shot is blocked. We got a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Crofton. The shot was blocked in there by Kelly Ty. And we've got a timeout on the floor by Crofton. They need to set up a play. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We're going to go ahead and keep it right here. Crofton will have one timeout remaining with 17 seconds remaining in the basketball game. Homer, 47. Crofton, 43. So Coach Aaron Losing has the grease board out over there. He's driving up the play, checking where they're going to inbound the basketball at. Crofton was up most of the game, as many as 9 in the third quarter at 29-20. But then Homer started to chip away. They hit a couple of threes from Brewer and Ty, and they have made their free throws, and that is going to be one of the big differences in the game. Crofton has turned it over 27 times, and Homer is making their free throws. They're 13 out of 15 at the line compared to Crofton, who is 4 of 11. So Crofton needs a bucket and then probably a quick timeout. It'll be Crofton ball underneath their own hoop. Holly Heggie to throw it in, down 4. They get it into Tramp. Tramp gets it into the paint. Sanger in the jungle, puts it up, no good. Heggie got the rebound. Heggie fires it up and in. And timeout called with 9 seconds to go. Holly Heggie hung with it and got the putback. Well defended by Homer on all aspects. They got the first shot partially blocked. Heggie stuck with it, grabbed the loose ball. And now they're going to bring Rachel Leader in. Leader will foul right away. They don't want Sanger in there to foul out. They're also bringing Zavidol into the ball game. And Molly has a couple of fouls in the game, so they will leave her in the ball game as well. Final timeout, though, for Crofton. 9 seconds to go. 9.5 to be exact. So if Crofton can't steal the inbounds pass, they will need to foul immediately. If they do foul immediately, there's plenty of time to get that ball off of a free throw and get a shot away. But Crofton will have to hope to keep the ball out of the hands of Brandon Ty or Brianna Nogelmeyer. And Nogelmeyer, is standing at half court. Brewer to throw it in. Crofton needs to keep the ball out of the hands of Brandon Ty, who's 7 of 8 and has all 10 of her points in the second half. And here we go. Throwing it in, the nice Kayla Brewer. They do not guard the inbounds pass. They're trying to get it to Ty. They can't. They get it to Kelly Ty, and they get the foul with 7.9. So a good job there by Crofton. They did exactly what they want. They actually weren't so worried about getting a steal. They just didn't want Brandon Ty at the line. So instead it'll be Kelly. She has not been to the line. She has 7 points. She'll get 2 free throws. She can win the state title if she hits them both. And Foxhoven and Sanger waiting to check in. Crofton really would love her to miss the first one, but she doesn't. And Kelly Ty makes it a 3-point game, 48-45. If she misses this one, the game will be over because Crofton doesn't have any timeouts. Second free throw coming up for Kelly Ty. And it's on the way and in. It's on the way and in, and Homer has decided to call the timeout. We'll take a break and be back after this 30-second break.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Doug Duda along with our producer engineer, Nate Krug, bringing you high school basketball. The state championships going to belong to Northeast Nebraska, maybe. The first two are headed that way. And your score is 49-45 Homer. And state tournament basketball is brought to you by Seth Johnson, your Channel C dealer. Located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. See them today. Crofton has to travel the length of the floor, and they don't have a timeout. So really all Homer has to do is stand with their hands in the air, because if Crofton scores, they can't stop the clock. And they throw it in short to Holly Heggie. She needs to draw a foul and hit a three. Good defense. Homer fires the three. Heggie, it is no good, and Homer is your state champion. For the first time in school history, the Homer Lady Knights have won the C2 state championship game, 49-45 over Crofton. The Warriors could not finish the deal here. After having a big lead, they were outscored 15-10 in the fourth quarter of play to pick up their first championship in just their second ever trip to state. So now Crofton has 3 state titles and 3 state runner-ups in 10 trips to the state tournament. Homer 49, Crofton 45. Homer and Why Not are your state champions so far this year in C2 and in D2. And one of Why Not's losses came to Homer right before the postseason. What a feeling when your school wins its first ever state title. And it happens for Homer. They finish the year 26-2. Crofton suffers just their second loss of the year. They'll finish 25-2. 49-45 Homer. And we will be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go
Ag West. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Doug Duda with you here at the Devaney Center, where we just witnessed a very well-played competitive ball game. Now, Crofton would say they had too many turnovers, which they did. But it was a competitive ball game, had a little bit of everything. Crofton jumped out 7-0 in this game. Homer got the next 8 points. Crofton went up by 7, caught up. 7, caught up. 9, caught up. And Homer finally took the lead and wins it 49-45. Misco Sports, located on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. They're open 7 days a week and they can get you ready to go for all of your spring sports, soccer, track, baseball, softball, whatever it may be, they're ready for you at Misco's. Let's take a look at the final numbers of this basketball game, and we will start with Crofton. And here's what we had for the Lady Warriors in the basketball game. Kelsey Foxhoven did a great job. She came in, filled in after Arns got hurt in the district final and played this state tournament and played well today, getting the start. 10 points to lead the team. She had 7 rebounds. Holly Heggie had 9 points and 5 rebounds. Cassie Tramp held to just 2 points, and those were from the free throw line as Crofton couldn't do much inside from the post position, but Tramp did have a game-high 10 rebounds. Nicole Gunther, 3 points, 1 rebound. Jordan Sanger, 9 points, 4 rebounds. Rachel Leader, 6 points, 1 rebound. And Molly Zavadil, 6 points and 3 rebounds. I had Crofton for 25 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, Crofton, that hurt them. They were 0 of 4 in the first half, 4 of 7 in the second half. 3 point shooting, 4 of 6 in the first half, 1 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers for Crofton. They had 16 in the first half, 11 in the second half. Crofton had 24 points at halftime, 21 in the second half, and the Warriors finished with 45 points, 39 rebounds, 4 out of 11 at the free throw line, 5 of 13 from three-point land. They had 3 blocked shots, but 27 turnovers. Crofton shot 52% in the first half, 31% in the second half. That's 40% in the game, 18 out of 45 from the field, as the Warriors will end their season as the state runner-up at 25-2. We'll look at the final numbers for Homer right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Now let's take a look at the final stats for the Homer Lady Knights, as they had 2 players get 10 points today. One of them was Caleb Brewer, 10 points, 6 rebounds. It was a very balanced effort on both ends. Kelly Tye, 9 points and a rebound. Brianna Nogelmeyer, 8 points, 3 rebounds. Jasmine Oberfeldt, 4 points. Kara Ulrich, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Alicia Kelly, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Brandon Tye, 10 points, 3 rebounds. And Michaela Murphy had 1 rebound in the basketball game. For Homer, they had 8 rebounds in the first half and then actually out-rebounded Crofton in the second half. Another reason they got back into ball game, 16 rebounds there in the second half of play. Free throw shooting, 4 for 4 in the first half, 11 of 13 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 10 in the first half, 2 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers today for Homer. They had 7 in the first half, 11 in the second half. Homer had 20 points at halftime. They scored 29 in the second half, and the Homer Lady Knights finished with 49 points, 24 rebounds, a especially astounding free throw percentage. They shot 88% from the line, going 15 out of 17. They were 4 for 14 from three-point land. They had one block shot and a total of 18 turnovers in the basketball game. Homer shot 24% of the first half, 50% of the second half, 33% for the game, 15 out of 45 from the field. As Homer is your 2011 Class C2 State High School Girls Basketball Champions with a final record of 26-2, Downing Crofton 49-45. In the consolation games that are going on, they are at halftime in Class D1, West Point Central Catholic 40, Chambers Wheeler Central 27, and in D2, Lindsay Holy Family 30, and Brady 14. Earlier today, consolation finals in A, Millard West beat Omaha Central 55-50, and in C1, Sandy Creek beat Minden 62-45, and in the first championship in D2, Why Not 45, Hay Springs 33. For our producer, engineer, Nate Krug, I'm Doug Duda. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center opens 7 days a week to help you get ready for the upcoming spring sports season. And it's never too early to think baseball and softball. If you want some Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, UNK, Husker gear, it's there for you as well. Major League Baseball season right around the corner. Pick up your favorite team cap at Misco Sports, downtown Kearney. Again, the final score in our Class C2 state championship game, the Homer Lady Knights win their first ever state title 49-45 over Crofton. You've been listening to State Basketball brought to you by Steph Johnson, your Channel C dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Go see Zeke today. Best of all, best of luck to all of the state tournament teams. We'll be back in about a half an hour for the Class A final, the number 1 and 2 teams in the state, the Battle of Bellevue, East and West, coming up next here on ESPN Radio.
Seth Johnson is your Channel C dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM, and ESPNSuperStation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperStation.com.
Hey, Mary, Angie, did you girls know Thomas Jefferson designed a macaroni machine?
No way!
Yeah, sure did. Lots of other interesting stuff, too. Maybe we can hook up later and talk about it.
All right!
Wow, Peter is so buff now.
So, history buff. Been working out at LOC.gov.
What's that?